Hey, yo, 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 welcome back to Rant Over Christian Millennial. Woo! Hey, it's your girl, O to the N to the Y-I-N-Y-E, Onyinye. And y'all, I'm so glad that you're back for this episode, because you guys know it's all love. First of all, I just want to appreciate you guys. There are cunts that are still listening and still riding with me. You guys don't know how much this means, especially like my real ones, my day ones, people that will actually like listen and give me like good feedback. I'm so glad and I'm so grateful to God for y'all. And honestly, it only gets better from here and it only goes on the up and up and up. You got it? That's real love there, fam. That's real love. Anyways, today I'm back with your weekly rant. And today I have a special guest with me. You know, like, you might have a bunch of girls around you, but sometimes you're only blessed with... Some people might be blessed with two sisters. Some people might be blessed with three sisters. But me, God bless me with just one sister, period.
Okay, so
okay, hold on. So today I'm doing this special round with the one and only woman, no, the only sister in my life.
Lady. I'm not there yet.
Oh, what should I call you?
Lady.
I need you to amp up your voice, lady.
Lady. Okay, you know my voice is, you know, is low, so
I need you to be a little higher, because you know we're trying to like still get our audio situation situated.
All right.
But yeah, my younger sister is here with me. Her name is Ogechi, or like she likes to call herself
OG.
OG. Period.
OG in the building. Get like me.
Get like her, yo. Get like her. Anyways, my sister is going to join me on today's episode, and today we're going to be talking about the things. Oh, she just wore her glasses, literally. She's like, things are about to get real, yo. Anyways, we're going to talk about the things that we miss about the world pre-COVID, and the things that we're actually enjoying about the world in the middle of COVID. We're not going to say post-COVID. Are we going to say post-COVID?
No, I think it was still there.
We're still in the middle of it.
But it's not as bad as it was, though.
So. Yeah, so that's what we're going to be talking about. And I'll just give a quick introduction. Ogechi is my younger sister. I've said that like 20 times now. She's 5 years younger than me. And do you know something? Okay, I didn't want a younger sister.
I think you said that before. It's okay.
Like when I first heard that mommy was pregnant with you, I was like, why?
You can't get rid of me. Just, it is what it is.
Yeah,
I think eventually I had to
like get used to the fact that I had a sister, and I started thinking about really fun things that me and you would do.
Yeah, that I couldn't do. Even though we are sisters, we don't really have like what do you call it? Like, we don't have like the same interest. I mean, we have like few, but it's not like all the way up, like everything that we like, everything together. But
you know, let's kind of run through the things that we like, the interests that we share.
Okay, I know,
let's think about five things.
I know we when it comes to music, I know you like EDM and I like EDM too.
Yeah, we're both electronic dance music fans. Yes. Then you have to think.
Yeah. I don't think okay, there are some times that we actually share like views. There are some like things that we actually talk about that we actually share the same views. So yeah.
How about food?
Nah, your palate is one kind.
What
I'm
you
sorry.
Mean my palate? I like Korean food. You like Korean food?
Okay, that is not just Korean food. Like, you be doing too much sometimes.
What you mean?
Like the way you be adding what you want to call it? Spinach with avocado with peanut butter and like, who does that?
Okay, first of all, guys, in case y'all didn't know, I am 2% vegan.
Right.
Okay, I can't fully go.
Right.
I can't
say you're a what do you call it? Pistic.
I'm not pescatarian. Don't get you.
English is not my first language.
I am 2% vegan because I can't. I mean, I'm like 88% is for I love my meat, right. But I feel like I want to like transform. I want to be on this journey, so I decided to go 2% vegan, and I try to make like a green smoothie every morning. And there's nothing wrong
up that you call it breakfast, but you end up eating something else. Like, it doesn't make sense.
That's because I have a very high metabolism. Right. Hello, right. My metabolism is. It's very high. If you know me, you know I eat a lot. So, Of course, all of that, I have to, like, you know, match it up with something. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so food, we've agreed that. What else do we share, like, good ideas of?
I think I have something. I think I forgot to think. I don't know. I don't think we have anything.
For real?
Okay, you said something.
How about Korean movies?
You just started watching Korean movies. Sorry.
So I don't get the rights. No. I don't get grags. Okay.
You've never watched like up to 5 Korean movies.
I think I have. At this point. Thank God for Netflix. I think I have.
Okay.
I just finished my last seasonal movie was a Korean movie.
I don't think you're
the last 2 seasonal movie was a Korean movie. So please put some respect on that. Okay. Let me think. How about like books? We both like to read books.
I mean,
even though we don't read the same genre.
Exactly. You shamed me for reading. Let me keep quiet.
That's because you read. That's because you're out here listening to all these like werewolf things. Like,
sometimes you need to go out from the. Let me keep quiet.
From this. So the natural is not enough. You're going to the supernatural because the natural doesn't have enough problems.
Because life has balance now. You understand.
At all. Okay, so let us try at least one more thing.
To be honest, I don't know.
You sure?
I don't know, to be honest.
How about our love for God?
Okay, yeah. But sometimes I feel like your own is stronger than my own because I don't know, man. Like,
no, don't say my own is stronger. I feel like we're all just on different levels, that's all.
Exactly.
I mean, it makes sense. But can I say that you're one of the most committed like young Christians I've ever met in my life?
Doesn't feel like it, but
I'm just saying, like, you don't see yourself, but I'm telling you.
Okay, thank you, Dad.
All right. Okay. So another reason why I brought you to this show is because another person that knows how to like get mad and upset, like me, you are like. When I was in high school, my friends used to call you Mimi used to call you Mrs. I've forgotten what Mimi used to call you, but it had something to do with the fact that every time you would always grumble and every time you would always
grumble. That's because you guys are always disturbing me for no reason. I think it's because of I'm the last one. You guys think you have like an advantage to
low-key though.
Like, Mommy was telling me that I'm the last one, so she gets to send because of she's closer to me than anyone. Like, in my mind, I'm just like, if me being close to you, because I don't want to be that.
I always mean, don't worry about
it. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. Don't worry about it. Like, don't. I'm tired.
This is typical Ogechi here. That's why I had to get on this show. So,
okay, let me calm down.
This is how I need you to be. This is how I need you to be. Okay, so, what's the first thing that you've missed about this world pre-COVID?
I think going to school, I know you guys be like, what? But I think school was like kind of like a safe haven for me because of I'm not the kind of person that like going out. So school was just like, either I'm going to school or I'm going to church or I'm home. So school was that one place where I was able to just keep to myself and like do my work, and I don't get to do and be at home and do chores. So yeah.
That makes sense.
Because if shout out to the last born all over the world.
Last born all over the world.
Yeah, because life no balance for us. So to be honest, like, it's just really hard because of everybody expects you to do things for them, and then when you don't do it, they get mad at you. And I'm just like, I'm just one person. I can only do one thing at the same time. So yeah.
Do you know what? This is also going to be rants of Oge, so I'm also going to play this episode for Mommy so she can hear. But I have a feeling that
even while she's listening,
she'll be asking you to go and do something.
She's going to be very passive aggressive about it. So now we're cool.
All right,
let's just leave that part.
Okay.
Let's listen to the other part, but not this one.
Okay, so one thing that I miss pre-COVID is seeing people's faces.
Oh no.
No, peep this, look at it now. Because we're all wearing masks, you can't really see people's full
but
frames.
That's the point though, like, especially when you're at the store, right? And when people like try to be all friendly to you, like, you can make this face that looks like, oh, you're smiling but you're not, because you're giving them that very disgusting, like, no, don't talk to me. So nah, I don't want to see people's faces. I have a reason for saying that.
You know, I work at Banana, right? And so now it's like everybody has to wear a mask. And every time I go to eat lunch and like I'm with a colleague and everybody takes off their mask, I'm like, wow, this is how you actually look. And it's making me realize that the mouth actually is a very, the mouth and the nose is a very huge part of the facial features. Like, it's very important. You don't think so?
I mean, I guess that's your opinion.
But that's my opinion. That's yeah. What I mean. Okay, so how about you? What other things do you miss pre-COVID?
I think is the fact that before COVID started, like, we can just go out without thinking of contracting any disease, right? Mm-hmm. But now it's just like when you go out and come to your house and washing your hand, like, bro, anybody got time for that? Back then, my hands can be dirty. I'll be eating food like no man's business. But now I can't even eat food outside in peace.
I can.
Nah, man. Nah. God.
You know what? That was low-key my second point. My second point was that, like, not having to do an entire checklist before you go. You'd be like, okay, where you're going, you have to have, it's like,
face mask,
check. Hand sanitizer,
check.
Four bottles, check. Hand cream, because you can't be out here, you can't be ashy on this street.
I did say one time, I don't know, daddy, I don't know what he did. I don't know whether he was trying to fight with me or something. The way he just came at me, why don't you carry your sanitizer on your arm? I was like, daddy, calm down, bro. I don't go out like that. That's why it's not like that.
Daddy and mommy is the COVID problem. And that's why it's bringing me to the next point. Okay, Chi, my next point is going to buy groceries without having to clean down the entire thing. Bro!
I asked her yesterday, mommy, do I need to clean this? The look she gave me, I was just like, oh God, I swear I don't like Fridays anymore.
Let me give you a backstory. My parents are the COVID police, right? They're the, especially my mother, like when this thing started, like when we buy groceries, every single thing, groceries and milk, before the milk comes into the house, we will spray the milk from a distance with bleach.
I'm telling you, this woman, she carried like, she poured like a whole bleach inside spray bottle. And I asked her, mommy, did you dilute this thing? She was like, no, was I supposed to? I was like, yes, you're supposed to dilute it. And she was the same person that was complaining that the bleach was strong. I'm just like, Miss Nikki, you're trying to kill people in this house.
If she dilutes it, it will dilute the potency. That's why she's trying to tell you that out here we go hard.
Nah, man.
So my mom will make us like wash every single thing from canned goods to bananas. Well, you wash the banana
with salt.
Every single thing, everything you buy, we have to wash it down. We have to also like spray down banana. We spray down pepper. We spray down everything we buy.
You know, Danny, earlier this week when he bought fruit, this dude, I'm sorry I said dude, but this man washed his fruits with soap.
He washed his fruits with liquid soap.
Yes.
When
he was washing, he was like, okay. What he now they wash this thing? I was like, we use salt. He was like, okay. He carried liquid soap to wash it. I was just like, okay. I didn't even put my mind to it again. I just left the kitchen. I wasn't about to argue with him.
My father and my mother, and they have every reason because they're both middle age.
Yeah.
At this point, so they have every reason to do it. But they even up until now, like if we tell my mom, like, do we still need to be wiping down bananas? The kind of look she would give.
She's so passive aggressive.
The kind of look she gives us.
She might like okay.
She's like, okay, we'll all die. What Yeah, that's definitely one thing I
remember. Another one. This thing has been my chest.
Let it out, girl. Let it out. Let it
it's
all out.
It's the fact that, I think I've said it before, but I'll keep on saying it. It's the fact that these professors, they think they have time. Like, I'm sorry, but they have time on their hands. Like, my professor decided to, this man decided to type different questions for different students for our quiz. I'm just like, it's not that serious. It's just quiz, though. It's just quiz. It's not exam, it's quiz. Like, who does that? That thing pissed me off, man.
That guy is petty.
And it's not like I'm trying to cheat or anything because of, like, it won't make any sense for me. Like, if I want to cheat, I will do that, but what's the point of cheating when you're not, like, getting
any, I think the guy is like, he doesn't drive to work anymore.
Exactly.
He doesn't do anything anymore. So like, he's like, what, how am I going to make
your life? He said this. He was like, oh, the questions are different. I was like, okay.
Yeah. So we miss professors being occupied with time.
And also, this COVID has also shown me that people don't have, they don't have job. To be honest, like, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but, like, you know, celebrities or influencers, like, they've gotten, like, the most hits during this time because people have just been going to, like, their
we miss people minding their business.
Like, people are so sensitive these days. Everybody is canceled, though. Even me, I'm pretty sure.
Cancel culture.
Oh, what jamulaya, Jay.
COVID has made the call of cancel culture to increase.
If you know how many celebrities and, like, influencers that have been on that hit thing, you'll be surprised.
I feel bad for them. I'm just season.
Like, because, like, you're trying to process one and another one is coming again. I'm just like, I'm okay. I know I like drama, but this is too much. My head hurts. I'm going back to my books.
You know, that's why I had to, like, leave social media for a while, because I was like, I'm done with this, man. It's like almost every day something is coming up.
Yeah.
So we definitely miss people minding their business and focusing on their life before, like, COVID.
Minding your business and focusing on your life should have been, like, the number one thing to do during this COVID. Mm-hmm. Like, because of you have enough time. You're not going to school. You're not going to your work. Like,
I feel that.
What else would you do? Okay, yeah, they're jobless.
People are jobless, man. They don't have anything to do. Okay, so my next thing is sneezing and coughing in public.
Oh no. No. Even if COVID goes, man, if I see someone cough, I'll be giving you this.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, why would nobody has that freedom anymore?
If you come close to me, I might as well just punch you in the face.
But why though? Like, that's one of the things that come with being human.
If you're coughing, don't be close to me.
But it's an evolutionary trait, though.
Don't come close to me.
Do you know how good it feels to sneeze and then everybody just gets your back and is like, bless you. Even when they say bless you, like, your life just feels like your chest is lifted. Now, if you sneeze in public, people will be giving you bad eye.
Because that is it. Like,
it's just sneezing, though.
Anybody cares? I'm sorry. No one wants that. No. No. Coughing, sneezing. No. Even if you're clearing your throat.
Can't I just clear my throat in peace?
Nah, I'm giving you
and enjoy a good sneeze. That's all I ask for.
Nah.
Period. And that's on everything.
Nah.
And I want people, I miss humanity. I miss humanity. The shared humanity we have, where when you sneeze, someone will tell you, bless you. Now people are looking at you like, better don't come close to me.
And the fact that even during this COVID, some people want to be sharing my spoon with me.
I'm surprised that you didn't, like, buy, like, a different set of utensils for yourself.
Because I don't have money.
Okay, Chi, do you know something, that another joy that COVID has brought to me? COVID has taught some people in our house to just calm down. Can you remember when? Bro, let us tell you this is sidebar, right? So we're transitioning to the things that we're enjoying about COVID. Our older brother, God has blessed us with a very wonderful older brother.
So
our brother, when this whole thing started, our brother was giving grags, was showing grags. He was like, nah, man, I'm just gonna do me. Then one day he came back and told us, I've lost my sense of smell.
I was just like, the way mommy panic. I'm like, mommy, calm down. Calm down. Last, if he has, it, we'll take him out of this house because nobody is leaving this house.
That was
him.
The funniest moment of my life because every single time we would beg Kelechi, would have been please wear mask. He was one of those, I think Kelechi was looking one of those conspiracy theorists where like, he'll be telling you, what's the use of masks? Bruh, COVID has taught people to be humble. That's one thing I love about COVID because the way Kelechi became humble after he told us that he lost his
sense.
My mind,
I'm just like, last thing, if you have this thing like this, you're leaving this house because life no go balance like that. Life no go balance.
Right,
no, like, but he was lucky pissing me off that I'm not even going to lie. He was lucky pissing me off. Like, you have like your mother, you have siblings. Like, if you live alone, that's a different like this thing. Like, go and have your COVID by yourself. Like, no one cares. Like, okay, maybe we
care. He's our brother.
But like, you have like people. You live with people in the house. At least have the decency. Have the decency to be like, oh. Okay, let me not be going out like that too. And then when you think you have it, you're putting pressure on other people. Or your parents are always checking their blood pressure every day. Your father, I'm happy that mommy did not even tell daddy that thing.
If daddy's blood pressure would have been off the roof.
Oh my god.
Yo, if daddy had known about this thing with Kelechi, our brother came and he was like, I think I've lost my sense of smell and taste. I swear it should have been a panic period in our family. But I wanted to die of laughter. My mom lost it. Because my mom has been begging us to die. Stay in the house. Don't go anywhere. Wear a mask. Use hand sanitizer. She will beg Kelechi to wear masks to go out. She will beg Kelechi to use hand. After everything, Kelechi became humble. Kelechi walks around with a stack of masks in his car and bottles of sanitizers.
He used to buy the whole jar of vitamin C.
A whole jar of vitamin C.
Every morning, he doesn't miss it. He'll drink lemon water. Lemon water. When the face left, like everything left, my mommy, she decided to give like testimony.
You get testimony in church?
I was like, dang, how you gonna play him like that though?
So yeah, one thing we're loving about this COVID season is the humility that COVID is bringing upon the lives of people. Because all been humbled in this season. Like, if you think you have gra-gra, COVID has humbled all of us. It has made us realize that we don't know a lot of the things we thought we knew.
Mm-hmm.
It has made us realize that life as we thought we know it, there's more to life as we thought we know it. Yeah. So that's another thing I'm grateful. Another thing I'm grateful about COVID is the fact that I've just gotten time to like slow down.
Mm-hmm.
My life used to be on the up and up and up and up and up. And you already know. Yeah. You know how it was for me. But at that point, I didn't think there was any problem with it. I thought it was completely okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was fine. I thought it was normal. But I didn't know that I was getting to a point where I was getting to like a crashing point.
Yeah. Yeah.
COVID literally had to happen for me to realize that if you don't sit down now, you will crash, you will burn, and you won't be able to get back from it. So I'm very grateful. That's one of the things I'm grateful for, the fact that I've been able to take time out, like restock my life, look into the areas that I was lacking in, look into why exactly like I was going crazy with work and just filling my life with so much on my schedule. And just taking my life one step at a time. I was a huge mess, y'all. But I think like this time has really given me a chance to recalibrate.
Yeah.
But what about you?
Like the same thing. I think for me, I think the COVID-19 has actually, I think obviously it has brought like the negative side and like it has the positive side too.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I feel like it actually made me grow as a person.
Mm-hmm.
I had to realize I wasn't getting any younger. I just turned 20.
Ooh.
That's old. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You haven't gotten to 20 something yet, so you're still good.
I'm sorry for the people that are in the late 20s, but you're old.
Wow, Ogechi.
I'm sorry. But
I'm in my middle 20s.
I'm sorry. Disclaimer, I'm sorry. But I realized that there are certain things that I had to stop. Like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like this COVID actually made me grow as an individual. Like, actually have my own, like, beliefs and like understanding things in like different perspective and not just being like single-minded but like open-minded to like different opinions and everything. And also even though it wasn't like that before. I think the COVID-19, like before school started, I was able to like have like a better relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
It was better than what it used to be honest, because of like it felt like I was always drifting away from the relationship. But I think the COVID-19 actually made me realize where I was at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was able to like bring me back to like the setting where I should be.
Yeah, I really think that, like, just to piggyback off what you're saying, like, even me too, it made me actually start to ask myself, why are you doing all this? Mm-hmm. Why do you have these roles that you're playing in church? Why do you call yourself a Christian? Like, mm-hmm. It made me start asking myself the hard questions, like, who is this all for?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that had to happen for us to finally figure out like where we were. Because I was listening to a sermon today, Turin Wells, he was saying like everything, like God, like we're so excited about building something for God, but we don't realize that everything has to be built right from the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So literally God has to pull everything down to build something more concrete. So I learned that like the very foundation of my faith had to be rebuilt for me to truly know, okay, this is what God wants me to do, or this is where I am, or this is who I am mm-hmm. in Christ. What's good?
Yeah.
Where do we go from here?
Yeah.
So I think that really had to happen. Another thing is like,
I was like, also like, before this, I mean, I think when this COVID started, you know, our pastor was talking about how...
Shout out to Pastor Ike.
Yeah. He was talking about how we shouldn't say, I want things to go back to normal. That if things go back to normal, that means nothing really changed in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that is where we should be going from. Like, we shouldn't ask God for things to go back to where it was, but mm-hmm. things actually get better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of like if things go back, like what were you doing back then? Like, ask yourself that question. What were you doing back then?
I don't even want to think about it.
I'm trying to understand. But yeah, I think right now what we should be thinking about is like how we move forward
from here.
And we shouldn't ask or be like, oh, we want things to go back to normal, because I don't think things are going to go back to normal.
No,
if you don't realize that, then I'm sorry.
Honestly, to be honest, that's true. Another thing, first of all, and it even makes me think that to think that like the life that we thought was normal mm-hmm. even seems sort of like weird.
Yeah.
To why is your normal the fact that you're just like on the up and up, like you're driving from one place to another, driving like you're just like living under pressure constantly, mm-hmm. like
exactly.
You're overworking yourself.
To be honest,
why is that even normal?
I wasn't even working.
So I think that was even abnormal too.
Like, I wasn't working, but I was going to school and I still felt like pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I would wake up every single morning around like 6-7 just to catch up with the boys. Like, and it's not even something that I just started doing. I started doing this from like
something right from high school. From high school, and that was your normal.
Yeah, that's so it's just like, I don't know. I feel like it's better now because of like, even though I don't really like online school, because of there are some classes that you wouldn't want to take online school for, like,
yeah.
But I'm during this time, I'm trying to like be able to like use my time wisely. Mm-hmm. I'm able to like, you know, maneuver life.
True. I know that's bringing us to the final part of it. COVID has really like taught me to be more like, to be fine with not doing anything. Because mm-hmm. I'm a kind of person that I thrive on activity. I love to fill up my life with things. But I had to get to a point where it's like, it's okay that you're doing nothing now. Because there's productivity that comes from that. Because you're able to like recalibrate and you're able to know what really matters, what to do at that time that really matters. So I love one of the things, even though it didn't happen the way we wanted it, but the fact that we're all able to come to like a stop and just like, just pause and just take life literally one step at a time. That was really powerful to me.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very powerful. I'd like to think that even though it came at a very, like, the way it happened for us, it wasn't the way we wanted it. Like, nobody would want...
this.
Yeah, but, like, it has really brought a lot of like positive impact to my life. And I'm not disregarding all the other negative things that happened, but I'm just saying that even in the midst of the things that have gone back, that all things are still working together for good for us. So we're wrapping this up right now. Ogechi, do you have any final words?
I would say is just do you, basically. And I think, like, for me, during this COVID, I was able to, like, brainstorm things that I've always wanted to do, like learning sign language and trying to learn the ukulele. Even though I haven't started with the instrument part, but I already started with the sign language. I know I'm not there yet, but I just feel like, do you, focus on yourself. Don't try to get into like drama or anything. Find other people's drama. That how should I put
that? I'm waiting for you.
Okay, see, let me tell you, this is me, right? I don't like drama in my life, but I like listening to other people's drama. So that is just the thing. So even if you want to have drama in your life, it shouldn't be your own, because it's stressful. It's very interesting when you're listening to other people's drama, but it's very stressful when you're listening to your own drama, or drama is happening in your life.
Basically, mind your business.
Exactly. Because life will balance like that.
Exactly. Let's just mind our business.
I also realized that this COVID-19, I need to be taken care of. That's just like, I don't know how it's going to happen, but it has to happen.
Are you subbing me right now?
I don't know.
Are you subbing me right
now? I don't know.
Since you're passive. You're very passive.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I got it from my mother.
I know. We all got it from our mother. Anyways, finally, I'm glad that I've had the time to spend more with my family. Even though half the time we're just trying not to kill ourselves.
in our house. I'm looking tired of staying in the house. I want to go back to school.
I'm saying that in this season, I feel like we've really bonded. Me and you. Yeah. Like, we're slowly coming.
I'm sorry that I don't notice all this thing.
But I'm saying, like, I feel like we're slowly coming to a place of understanding.
Yeah.
Me and you, yeah.
Okay. If you say so, then. Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, Charles, I thought this would be the section where I actually pour out my heart to you.
Okay. Let me not distract you. Let me not.
You've killed my vibe.
I'm sorry.
What? Anyways, I feel like we've really bonded and we've really connected. I'm getting to learn parts of you I never saw before.
Like what?
Okay, we don't have time light. Again. We don't have time
shed
again.
A little
wait,
bit.
Wait, we don't have
little,
time.
A little bit.
But I'm learning and I'm exploring parts of you I never saw. I'm also trying to learn how to be a better sister to you, Kelechi and Ike, and be a better daughter to mommy and daddy. I realized that I also had a lot to. I used to think you guys were the problem, but I'm also learning that I was also part of the problem.
Everybody's the problem.
So I'm learning to be. I'm trying to be better, and that's always one of my prayers. God, help me be a better sister to my siblings. So I think I'm learning a lot about you guys, and COVID really gave us the opportunity, and just the fact that we haven't killed ourselves in this house, sitting for like 4 months together, and I'm surprised. Like, honestly, that was one of the things I was worried about. Like, how are we going to survive with each other in this family?
Because of like, my siblings can be really annoying, even though I don't say it. Like I said, they take advantage of me because I'm the last born.
Ogechi,
but
this is
all
not
right.
A rant of Ogechi, man. Start your own podcast.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's just unfair that you guys feel like you can, just send me anyhow, and you think I will not try to say something. Like,
this is not rants of a last born. This is rants of a Christian millennial. Start your freaking podcast. Call it rants of a last born.
It's Jesus in me that is holding me. Because, like, if not, I'd have popped off on everybody's long ago. Like, I don't understand.
We're grateful for the Jesus.
Exactly.
Because you're better than all of us in this family. I don't know what we would do without you.
I
you're
I
literally the glue that holds all of us together.
Exactly, I know.
So
I don't need to say, oh really? I know,
and that's good that you know.
Thank you.
All right, crew, thank you for entertaining our shenanigans. Thank you for listening. We hope that you enjoyed this as much as we enjoyed making this. As you can hear, this is totally like, but we've just been laughing and cracking out. So we're so glad that we got to hang out. And I'm so glad that my sister came on this. Y'all, like, if you haven't picked up anything from this entire conversation, Ogechi is not the person to sit down and have a 30-minute conversation. Like, so I'm so glad that she decided to.
Yeah, it's because of, like, I always, like, what is that word? I have pent up anger. That is this. So, like, it's always accumulating.
Okay,
like,
should I let you know? Will you let me know when you have anger so you can come and release on the podcast?
To be honest, I always have something to say every time.
Okay,
like,
so
in one day, I have so many things to say because of, like, the things that happen in this house. I just keep quiet. Because
okay, so do you want to become a regular on the show?
Not really. I'm already certain. Like, you don't understand. I'm coming out of my comfort zone.
I'm surprised at you, and I'm grateful that you're coming out of the comfort zone for this. Yeah. Thank you very much. All right, guys. We will see you soon. Hopefully, Ogechi will be back when she gets out of her.
Hopefully,
her cave.
See, if you're going to bring me, you have to pay me.
Pay you it with what, Ogechi? Money. Why do you have to be extra?
Because I'm special. It's like,
bye y'all. This is cut. Stop the recording. Bye.
Can't you see the glory of God? Can't you see the Holy Spirit just glistening? Just glistening everywhere. Like, can't you feel the presence? Come on. Don't do me like that. I'm special. Okay. Thank you. Okay, you can cut it.
Bye, y'all. we're leaving now for real. I'm hitting the stop record button. Bye.